Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, big ups to everybody listening on an FM radio right now. That's what we need. We need you listening every day, 2 to 5 on 97.1 The Eagle. We also need you to invite your friends if you like what you see. And then we need you to invite your friends to tune in as well. That's how you grow the show. Now, if you want to stream the show, you can do that at KEGL.com. And if you want to listen to the podcast, you can. And we just set an all-time record for the show. I think 137,000 podcast downloads in April. So thank you for going to BenAndSkinPodcast.com.
Ow.
Listen in the morning, listen at night, listen on weekends. You make the rules. Listen whenever the hell you want. Here's what we got coming up on the rest of the show. We got a weekday update. We got to talk about the real prospects of a second NFL team coming to Dallas-Fort Worth. At 4:05, 10 Secrets That Girls Never Tell Guys, as hosted by Christina K. Ray Ray.
Oh.
At 3:35, from the One Tribe Foundation and 22 Kill, third-generation Marine Jacob Schick joins us. That's going to be awesome. But right to now, it's the time before this.
Y'all need to take a hit of this Jeffrey.
I'm on the Jeffrey, too.
Why the f*** is it called a Jeffrey?
That's the joy of the Jeffrey, you see. It goes away, but then it comes back.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
So are you, though. Not you, but you.
Oh.
Do people think you spell your name, or have you ever had people think you spell your name J-E-F-F-E-R-Y?
Yes.
Like Jeff?
I would say probably more often than people get it right.
Okay, so that's the same with me, yet I've never met anyone who spells it that way.
I have not either, and my name is not Jeffrey.
Thank you.
What about Jeffrey. Game of Thrones? Joffrey.
Joffrey is not related to Skin and I. Our name Jeff is rooted in a totally different word than that piece of crap.
Yeah, that I always think of the Canterbury Tales. Joffrey Chaucer. Okay. Now, that is the first thing that we were ever introduced to. And probably that was 8th grade literature or maybe 7th grade literature that supposedly had adult themes in it.
I was paying close attention.
The Canterbury Tales. You guys remember that,
right? I remember having to read it and then not reading it and then learning about cliff notes.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Huge.
What? You can just go read a pamphlet on a book?
I spelled my name G-E-O-F-F in 8th grade.
Because of the giraffe?
I don't know. I just decided to.
Just for fun.
That's how I started writing my name on papers.
Yeah, Joffrey Giraffe from Toys R Us spelled it that way.
Yeah, I believe he did. Yeah, he was a coward. He wasn't one of us.
No.
So, because this is the Eagle, and I made a giant animal discovery today, mm-hmm. I wanted to share with you guys. It's also a trivia game, matter of fact.
Oh.
It's a one-question trivia game. Whoever is the closest wins this mouse pad.
I love that you just looked around.
This Dell mouse pad.
Oh, that's super valuable.
Is what you win.
Should we write down our answer or we yell it out?
You can say it out loud. Okay. It's fine. This is not the Price is Right rules either. Just to get as close as you can. So Wednesday for me is therapy day. And when I was done with therapy, I'm making my way to the tollway to make my way to here.
Making your
I've
way.
Never seen a bird that follows the roads.
Oh.
Because they don't have to. That's a secret that a lot of people don't realize is that birds can fly whichever direction they want. They don't have to follow the streets like we do.
Right.
But there was one right in front of me, and he was going down Wycliffe with me.
Okay.
He was cruising with me.
Okay.
And I noticed I'm going about the same speed as this bird.
How fast are you going?
So that's the question.
Oh.
I'm looking up at the bird. I look back down at the road, and at a certain I'm like, you know what? I'm getting a little closer. And then another number, I was like, I'm falling back. And then I found the number where I was pacing him dead balls on. So my question to you is, standard Dallas bird cruising speed is how fast?
Okay, hold on. Can we ask questions?
He doesn't know how to bird.
Standard Dallas bird.
Well, can we get it? I mean, I can tell by the way you describe that bird that you're not a birder.
Yeah.
But the question I would ask is,
wasn't red, so it wasn't a cardinal.
How big a bird? Is this hawk size or is it robin size?
In between, which is why he was standard Dallas bird.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
It definitely wasn't a hummingbird. It wasn't a little tiny guy. And it was not a full-blown eagle hawk.
Not huge.
It was a standard Dallas bird.
Okay. All right, how about this? Put it in two other frames of reference for us. If it was a football player, what position would it be? And if it was a vehicle, what vehicle would it be?
if it were a football player, I think this particular bird probably played receiver or corner.
What about modern pass-catching tight end?
Dalton Schultz, standard size.
Okay.
You know, 6'5", 250, something like that.
But not big enough to be that.
No. But, you know, he's not a big tight end or a small tight end. He'd have been right there in the middle.
Okay. Tight end or receiver?
As a vehicle. Well, I picked receiver, but now that I'm thinking about it, the hierarchy of football players, those can be near the smallest. So maybe it was a undersized linebacker.
That's why I asked modern pass-catching tight end, because it's not, he's not doing a whole lot of blocking. You're trying to get him to get off the line.
Yeah, yeah.
What about if it's a vehicle?
If it were a vehicle, I would say it would be an Accord.
Okay, I know the answer.
Not a Civic.
But that the Accord is not the linebacker of cars. That would be like a Chevy truck.
No, because a Chevy truck would be an offensive lineman.
No.
Yes.
A van or an 18-wheeler truck would be the offensive and defensive line.
You obviously don't do science.
I think a Chevy truck is like a Zach Martin.
Obvious. Yeah. Chevy truck is a right guard.
No, I don't think so. Too small.
It's not too,
too small.
Too small?
Yeah.
You had a truck. You know they're not small. You couldn't park it.
I know, but the trucks are I've spent a lot of time thinking about this.
What if I told you a Ford diesel truck?
Maybe. That would be an undersized. Dually. That would be like, who's the guy that was holding all the time?
Connor Williams.
Yeah, that's Connor Williams.
Or Tyler Smith.
Dude, Connor Williams, I think of him as a little hatchback.
So it wasn't a Civic or like a Ford Focus?
Right.
Bird?
Right.
And it wasn't whatever a giant sedan is, but it was the Accord. You're just getting into four-door maybe?
This almost sounds like a midsize SUV bird to me.
No? Yeah, see, that would be more like a tight end or a
linebacker.
You know
what? It might be like mine. I have a CRV. It's kind of an SUV,
yes,
but not really a full-on SUV.
That sounds like a pass-catching tight end, not a blocking tight end.
Interesting.
That's kind of where we were earlier, I think.
Yeah, I think we've come full circle.
So
it's a modern pass-catching tight end CRV.
Dallas standard bird who flies down Wycliffe while I'm driving down Wycliffe. Yeah.
I know the answer.
And I paced him for probably 45 seconds.
Was there a time period where you looked down and suddenly had to slam on the brakes because of the car in front of you?
No, I didn't pull a Jerry.
Because
no,
this is interesting. Because
I had clear sailing the whole way.
Because Wycliffe has lights and it turns.
Yeah,
and
this was the section after like the multiple stop signs or the multiple lights almost to the tollway.
Okay.
This bird, and then he hung a ride on the tollway, so he might have sped up.
Yeah.
But going down the side street.
He's getting on the tollway.
He turned on cruise control.
Okay.
And I paced him, and I know exactly how fast Dallas standard bird flies.
So did you make a citizen's arrest of this bird and pull it over?
That would be a hint. I will not tell you if the bird was speeding.
I need to know the speed limit.
It's interesting to know, though, that this bird was hightailing it out of Cedar Springs.
Yeah. Yeah, he just wasn't comfortable.
Okay. I know the answer.
Okay. What is it?
Are you going to say
I didn't know if you guys wanted to. On the count, do we want to go 1, 2, 3 and shout
this
out our answer?
This is the speed that it was going.
Yes. And dead on. Wow. I am not off by 1 mile per hour.
Okay.
I scienced this.
So 1, 2, 3, and then say it.
Okay.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 44.
Whoa.
What did you say?
I said 30.
I said 40.
I said 44.
Dallas standard bird flies 27 miles per hour.
Woo-hoo! All right, Christina.
Yeah, 27 miles per hour.
Why were you going so slow on Wycliffe?
Because I was chilling. I just got out of therapy, dude. I was as chill as you could be.
He told me the story before y'all got here.
Wait a minute.
I didn't tell her the speed.
You fed her the answer?
What?
Sir.
Why would I?
But what's funny is I couldn't remember exactly anyway, and I was like, what? I think.
You got in the ballpark.
I think I said 35.
So you were half-assed listening to his bird story
No,
earlier?
I was listening. I just didn't remember the exact number he said.
I was so excited because I was like, this bird is traveling via road. And there's no reason to. He doesn't have to do this, but he's opted for road.
We need the city driver to be more distracted by random wildlife. I think that's a great trend.
I am when they're all like sitting on the telephone line because it's terrifying.
It is weird when they're all taking off that time of year and they all gather at streetlights. Where do all these birds come from?
Yeah, anytime you go to one of those places where there's like thousands of birds, you realize that if they wanted to, you know,
peck your eyes out.
They could take us, I think. I'd have to look up numbers, but I feel like there's a lot. I feel like there's more of them.
There's a movie about it.
Yeah. I'm in a bird war. I got a cardinal trying to get into my house every day. I got barn swallows on the front
porch.
That's
the dumbest cardinal I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
He just keeps smashing his face into your window.
Nonstop.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
Has he left and come back? Or
he leaves. Go. I asked my neighbor the other day. First of all, one of my neighbors, my next door neighbor, he goes, man, I saw that video about all those birds at your house. That's weird. He lives like 10 feet from me.
Wow.
And that's not happening at your house? And so then I saw my other neighbor on the other side, and I was like, dude, are you seeing all these birds? He goes, yeah, this dumbass red cardinal tries to get in my window every day.
If you look in the background of the videos Ben posts in the very far back, his sweet daughter Grace is just back there with a handful of bird seed. And Ben's like, I don't understand why this bird is here.
But you're not.
She sprinkles a trail across the yard up to the window and she stands there.
Hey, you are not allowed to mess with a barn swallow. It's a federal crime.
Well, you wouldn't tell anybody if you did.
Because the swallow is so hard to come by.
They are. It is hard to come by these days.
Jeez.
What?
Huh?
But there's two swallows.
Oh.
And they're together.
That's fun.
At the top of my front door. And they're there all day, every day.
Recovery time?
They don't leave. They sit up there at the very top, and they do not leave. And every time we open the door, they fly off, and then they get real mad, and they like buzz the tower like Maverick and fly right by your head. How'd a bird war, dude.
How have they not timed this to swoop in the door when it's open and really terrorize the inside of
the
crib?
They could. I don't think they want to get inside.
They do sometimes. The only problem is that's just delayed suicide, because then they freak out that they're in there, and they fly into something so fast that they die.
Man, it's so crazy when you're in. It's awkward, but when you have to shoot a bird in your house,
what?
And you're just lighting the inside of your place up. Get down, kids! Hit the deck!
Hit the deck, boy!
One of my favorite scenes in Raising Arizona.
Christina got attacked by a bird, too.
What?
Oh, I did. Guys, yeah.
I'll just tell
you. So this was a few weeks ago, and I guess it's because he had a nest or babies or whatever. Yeah. I'm walking Hendrix, and all of a sudden this bird comes out of nowhere, and like, it doesn't peck Hendrix's head, but it gets right at it and just keeps swooping back and forth. And I'm like, dude, and I look and I yell at the bird. Because what else are you going to do?
Of
like,
course.
Dude, we're not doing anything.
Well,
then he starts diving at me. And I'm like, all right, you know what? So I jog a little bit just to get out of the way. But he followed us for a while.
Look at that. So many humans aren't even interested in this battle. We're going to lose if the birds decide.
Yeah. It's scary.
She proved you can't reason with a random bird.
No, I tried.
I mean, you can't reason with them. They got a mind of their own, those
birds. I was
trying
to be real nice to him.
And they have tiny brains. That's why they say bird brain.
Yep.
That's your origin.
That's the origin of that phrase.
Yeah. Look it up. I don't believe you.
Okay, what is the origin of the phrase, that's for the birds?
Oh,
or is that just some old lady thing?
So if you guys thought that was my last animal story, you were
No, keep going, bro.
Right. Today I stumbled upon some random facts, and I want to present one to you.
Okay.
Nobody even uses fax machines anymore, so this is exciting.
Random facts.
Did you guys know kangaroos don't burp or fart? Ever?
Get out of here.
Never. Ever. In life, the way their bodies break down food, absolutely nothing is converted to methane, so they have no need to release gas.
That's incredible.
Kangaroos got better bodies than we do.
Is that because of the pouch?
I don't see how the pouch could be the reason.
It's near the belly.
Did you guys see the video of the guy? There's a baby kangaroo.
Yes.
No, I haven't seen this.
It was like in a backyard or something, and you know, Instagram makes it sound like he saved its life or something, but I don't know. But this guy just comes out in the backyard in a full-on bunny costume with a pouch. And the baby kangaroo runs over and gets
out. Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, I need to see this.
But the funniest part is, it like, how does he have a random kangaroo costume just hanging around?
I think he went and got it for the purpose.
Okay.
I think that they noticed that there was a baby kangaroo that wouldn't come out and play. And he was like, we got to go to the store.
Dude, we need a listener to sew us kangaroo costumes. And then do a whole show in kangaroo costumes. We need one of them.
Why?
I don't know. It just seemed like a fun
thing.
Save
us on the methane.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Isn't that a kink, furries?
What?
Yes.
You know about this? We did a story on this, and I didn't look into it and do it at all. I don't know everyone at the Furry Federation.
I think there was a convention here is how we stumbled on this.
And people get dressed up in these animal costumes and then go get it on.
That is such a KT thing.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
That's why he took today off.
He said it's the only thing that gets his blood flowing.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, we've talked about it. Did you know astronauts grow about 3% taller in space? If you went to space,
you can't
taller.
Prove that. Nobody's ever measured their height in space. This is made up.
They probably measure them when they get back.
They do.
Well, when they get back, though, they go back to normal. I might have made that up.
Oh, no, they actually shrink? They shrink when they get back here?
Yeah. They say it's about 3%. So if you're 6 foot tall and you go to space, you will become 6 foot two. And when you get back home, it takes a few months for Earth's gravity to shrink you back down.
All right.
That's amazing.
Here's what we do.
Which part of you gets longer, you think?
We take Jalen Brunson.
Like, is it below the knee?
Right before the playoffs, Cuban sends Jalen Brunson to outer space. In one of those penis spaceships that all the billionaires have.
That's a great idea.
And then bring him right back down here, and he's 6'2 for the playoffs.
Why wouldn't you do it for the whole squad, bro?
Yeah, it's like a Monstar situation. Oh.
Send them all, well, because if it crashes.
If I hit them high, hit them high, hit them high. You hit them low, hit them low.
Who?
Hit them
low.
Space Jam.
Who would benefit the most from 2 extra inches?
I would.
I guarantee you I would.
Yeah.
But are you talking about width of.
Right, I would lay sideways in space because I'm looking for girth.
I love Girth Brooks.
Span that direction.
Christina?
What? Highly aware I'm the only female in the room.
She does not. She does not want 2 extra inches for herself.
No, I don't. I'm good.
You're happy with your height?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
Okay.
That's
You don't want to be 5'10".
No.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you rather be 5'6"?
I wouldn't mind it, yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
I thought girls dug being tall.
No.
I thought everybody dug being tall.
No, I think everyone on planet Earth wants to be, like, average.
Really? I don't know about average, but...
Well, in terms of size, like, I would rather be 5'11", 6 foot,
I think. Oh, no, yeah. I'd much rather... I'm slightly above... I'm over 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Like, what is average? 5'10 for dudes?
Probably.
Yeah, 5'10", 5'11".
And you're what, 6'2", 6'3"?
6.5. Oh, 6. Yeah, 6'3".
Okay, Ben, you're 6'3.5, 6'4"?
I think I'm 6'3". I think I'm 6'3". Yeah.
I would much rather be 6'3 than be 6'1".
Well, call in. Leave us your feedback for
Thursday. Talk back.
How tall do you want to be?
Oh, yeah, we have Talk Back Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
How do they do that? They go to the app and they hit
Is there anyone who knows how to work it?
Yes.
It's not named KT?
You go to the iHeart app. iHeart app. It's free app.
No, I mean to play it tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Christina,
good.
That's why she's stressed.
You when you're at the iHeart app, you click on 97.1 The Eagle. You'll see our black and yellow logo. And when you click on that, you'll instantly be streaming The Eagle. Now, right there on that Eagle page on the iHeart app, you'll see a little red microphone. If you click that microphone, you can leave us a 30-second voice message. Just make sure you're not in a loud place. Don't do it while you're driving or anything. And don't cuss. And try to get it over with in 30 seconds because you're going to get cut off at 30 seconds. And do a bit, give us your thoughts on whatever. You can do whatever you want, but we'll take the best ones and we will play them on the air tomorrow. And I'll tell you right now, we only got like 5 of them. What? So we could use like 20 more of them. So if you want to be on the radio tomorrow, right now, I like to say that. Just
appreciate it, yes.
Let them have a shot. Go to the iHeart app and click that little red microphone and you could be on the radio tomorrow.
Yeah, and it'd be great since from this point on, I don't want people to go back and change their messages, but state your name and your height.
Yep, we need your height.
All right. And how tall you want to be.
Yep. Yep, in space.
Today's National Eat What You Want Day, so I just wanted to shout out gas station hot dogs.
Hey, you know what? Some gas station hot dogs, not bad.
Racetrack.
Racetrack dogs.
Is that the right one?
Yes.
What you pair them with?
With coffee and Tasteworks chips.
Yeah. What a great combo.
All right, coming up next, we are joined by an actual hero. This is one of our favorite recurring guests of all time. The great Jacob Schick joins us, third-generation Marine. He started the One Tribe Foundation. He joins us next, right here on 97.1 The Eagle.